We have a commander-in-chief who is losing his mind, screaming at reporters and calling them stupid, like in this clip right here.
Because they let him in. Are you stupid? Are you a stupid person? Because they came in on a plane.
Moments later, he called Governor Tim Walz, quote-unquote, retarded. A week ago, he called to hang multiple Democratic senators. And after two National Guards members were shot in D.C., the nation is supposed to be able to look to the president as a beacon of steady-handedness. Somebody who can provide moral clarity and keep the nation calm. Well, that's not possible when Trump, along with his entire administration, are running around with their heads on fire in a frenzy. I mean, Cash Patel, for example. Crazy Cash Patel, the FBI director, is contradicting his own timelines. While Donald Trump is frothing at the mouth with vitriol in other places, yelling at reporters for no reason, we'll play that clip in just one moment, and Stephen Miller is on Fox News screaming, making up numbers about how many immigrants are here, so he can then use that as a pretext to increase ICE funding, increase the National Guard, enact their most authoritarian urges. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, because we're going to break all of this down and push back against any bullshit that is being thrown out after a tragedy. Like, this is genuinely a very tragic moment. Somebody lost their mind and shot two National Guard members in D.C. We don't even know the exact motive yet. It takes time to figure some of this stuff out. So on the Adam Mockler Show, we're not going to jump to conclusions and say crazy shit about why this happened, but we can objectively say it was a tragedy. Right before the holidays, a 20-year-old National Guards member named Sarah Beckstrom was killed. She unfortunately died yesterday on Thanksgiving. And there is one other National Guards member who is in the hospital still. These are people who should be with their families on Thanksgiving. They should be back at home. National Guard members, when you're told to sign up in high school or maybe even early college sometimes, they say that it's just like a little bit extra money. You get to protect your area. You get to oftentimes help during a natural disaster. If there's a flood or if there's something that happens, you get to protect your area. These people, 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds, were sent over to D.C. from West Virginia, and were stationed there for a while in a disgusting way. And after a tragedy happens, the administration wastes no time to stir things up even further and try to foment hatred. Trump is screaming at people, calling people the R-slur. Let's start off here with Stephen Miller on Fox News last night, making up numbers saying that 20 million immigrants came here over the past 4 years, which is absolutely impossible. That would be insane. The real number is, I believe, 10 million illegal immigrants are in the country, 10 to 12 million, and they came over the past few decades. That is total, in total, not over the past 4 years. So after these lies, after he tells lies, he uses that as a pretext to foment hatred.
What you heard tonight from President Trump, the breaking news here tonight, is saying that his government is going to accelerate efforts to review every person added to this country over the last 20 years, or the last 4 years, all 20 million. Now, obviously,
Freudian slip. It was more like 20 years. He slips it out on accident. But listen to how heated he gets. Like, this guy's blood pressure must be high all the time.
If you're illegal, you're out automatically. But everybody else who is brought here, refugee, asylum status, whatever status, as he said, if you're not someone who loves this country, if you're not any benefit to this country, then we're going to send you out of this country. Because it's enough already. No one else has to die. No one else has to be murdered. No one else has to be shot. No more empty seats are needed at the Thanksgiving table or the Christmas table.
I mean, listen, I agree that nobody should be unnecessarily shot or murdered and empty seats are horrific. But it's not what he's saying here is not exactly true. Immigrants, even illegal immigrants, commit crimes at lower rates than native-born citizens, both violent crimes, drug crimes, property crimes. They all commit crimes at a lower rate. So what he's doing is trying to find a scapegoat group to foment hatred about when this is just not matching up with the reality. And he's doing this on Fox News every single night, just screaming about how they're killing, they're raping, they're blah.
Because of what Democrats have done to this country. So tonight we heard from a commander-in-chief a historic announcement, a brave announcement, exactly what America needed to hear, Kelly.
He's talking about the announcement where Trump calls Governor Tim Walz, quote-unquote, retarded. I mean, Sarah Longwell says, in response to Trump's long post. In Trump's long post, he says, anybody who's here and is a foreign national risk and is a security risk or non-compatible with Western civilization, even if you are naturalized, will be removed. Sarah Longwell from The Bulwark says, sit with this for a second. Trump is talking about taking away citizenship for naturalized citizens who, by some totally arbitrary definition, quote-unquote, undermine domestic tranquility. So a naturalized parent or spouse of a U.S.-born citizen who is critical of Trump could be threatened. This is exactly how you silence dissent. This is incredibly, incredibly fascistic. Then, Kash Patel, yesterday, gets in front of the cameras, gets in front of the mic, and is asked, can you clarify the timeline of when the suspected shooter was granted asylum? Because, spoiler alert, he was granted asylum in April of 2025. I don't even want to make it some game of when was he entering, when was he granted asylum, whose fault is this really? It's one individual's fault, the individual who did it. I'm a big proponent of like individual responsibility. We don't blame the entire left for one shooting, or we don't blame the entire right for one shooting, unless the person who did the shooting was stirred up directly by Donald Trump. But in this case, it seems to be some crazy lone wolf. So when Kash Patel is asked about this, he can't even answer. They don't even want to concede that this happened under Trump.
And Secretary Kristi Noem has put out details specifically related to your other questions, so I'll let that speak for themselves. Yes, I believe Kristi Noem put that out, and that's a DHS matter, and I'll refer it to them. And Secretary Kristi Noem.
He immediately tries to swipe it over to Kristi Noem, and then Trump, when he gets asked the same question, melts down to a reporter. This is the question that hurts all Republicans right now.
A question about this tragic shooting in Washington, D.C. U.S. officials say that the suspect worked very closely with the CIA in Afghanistan for years, that he was vetted, and the vetting came up clean.
He went cuckoo. I mean, he went nuts. And that happens, too. It happens too often with these people. You see them. But look, this is how they come in. This is how they're standing on top of each other. That's an airplane. There was no vetting or anything. They came in unvetted. And we have a lot of others in this country. We're going to get them out. But they go cuckoo. Happens to them.
Your DOJ IG just reported this year that there was thorough vetting by DHS and by the FBI of these Afghans who were brought into the U.S. So why do you blame the Biden administration
because
for what this
man
in. Did?
Are you stupid? A stupid person? Because they came into on a plane along with thousands of other people that shouldn't be here, and you're just asking questions because you're a stupid person. And there's a law passed that it's almost impossible not to get them out. You can't get them out once they come in. And they came in, and they were unvetted, they were unchecked, there were many of them, and they came in on big planes. And
that's not answering the core of her question. The question was that Trump's DOJ, a few months ago, claimed to have thoroughly vetted all of the people they allowed to remain in this country from the batch. Among those people who were thoroughly vetted was this guy. So when Trump claims that he slipped through the cracks and was never vetted, but then his own DOJ claims that these people were vetted, this select group, it is contradictory. Trump has this instinct to just deride women, female reporters, every single time, calling them piggy, saying, shut up, a terrible person, are you stupid, are you a stupid person? He never talks like this to male reporters. Notice, he never talks like this to male reporters. He's always speaking down to people from his position of power as the President of the United States to deride them.
And it was disgraceful. And if you look, you'll see there was a law passed. It makes it almost impossible not to let them in, not to certify them, so to speak, once they come in. And they came in, and they shouldn't have come in. And frankly, the whole thing was a mess. The whole Afghanistan situation was a mess. It should have never taken place. If we're going to go out, and we would have gone out because I had everybody ready to go, we were going to go out with strength and dignity and precision, and we would have left from Bagram, and we would have kept Bagram, by the way, because of its very close relationship to China and where they make their missiles. But when you let the people come in by the thousands and thousands and thousands, they made a terrible mistake. But they were incompetent. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. President, thank you for having us.
And then in this next clip, Donald Trump is asked if he's going to attend the funeral of Sarah Beckstrom, who passed away earlier yesterday. And he immediately starts bragging about how much he won West Virginia by. I've never seen anything like this in my life. This is incredibly disrespectful and rude.
It's in the early stages, obviously, but do you plan to attend Sarah's funeral?
I haven't thought about it yet, but it certainly is something I could conceive of. I love West Virginia. You know, I won West Virginia by one of the biggest margins of any president anywhere. And it's, you know, these are great people. I love the people of West Virginia. I love the people of our country. But I haven't given it any thought, but it sounds like something I could do, yeah.
Our president is mentally ill. It's malignant narcissism to be asked about the funeral of someone who passed away in D.C., close to where the White House is, and then you talk about how much you won West Virginia by. Trump then continues to just kind of go off. He slams the table and runs off in this clip.
Very much, everybody.
Do you believe
go
that
ahead.
Afghans? Do you believe that Afghans?
About this asylum claim that is being floated. Of course, you just detailed that this suspect was flown in under the Biden administration.
Yeah.
But was he granted asylum under your administration?
When it comes to asylum, when they're flown in, it's very hard to get them out. No matter.
Wait, it's a woman reporter. Are you going to get aggressive, Trump? You should get aggressive. Remember, it's a woman reporter.
How you want to do it, it's very hard to get them out. But we're going to be getting them all out now. Thank you very much.
Oh, he slammed the table and got aggressive. Great. Every single time a woman reporter asks him anything or he interacts with any woman, any female in politics, he gets uniquely aggressive. Trump refuses to directly admit in this clip that his administration granted the D.C. shooter asylum. After Trump slammed the table, he ran off. That presser was over. Judge Jeanine Pirro of D.C. hops on to Fox News, where she used to be a reporter. Now she's the judge in D.C., like the interim. I don't know. It's crazy. Half of Trump's administration, her picks are just straight off of Fox News. And she begins to admit it immediately. She admits that there was no vetting. Now, she tries to say there was no vetting under the Biden administration, but what she's actually saying is there was no vetting under the Trump administration when this person was granted asylum back in April. Remember that. I don't even like playing this blame game. It's not a blame game. This was some random lone wolf, but it's just they are trying so hard to spin this as Biden killed this young woman. It's tragic, and that's just not the case.
And let me say one more thing, and it's not about this case. It's about vetting in general. The nonsense that the left gave us with this Operation Welcome Allies. Look, there was no vetting. If you think there was vetting, I have a bridge to sell you.
Okay. Operation Welcome Allies was also signed on by a lot of Republicans who are veterans. This was rather bipartisan. I believe only 15 people in the House voted against it. The rest of the members voted for it because they thought, dude, we can't just leave these people out in the dust. They helped the United States military in Afghanistan. Judge Jeanine Pirro is rewriting history, and when she says there was no vetting, she's implicitly, explicitly at the same time admitting that that her administration didn't vet these people properly either. I'm going to leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.